Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Just to give you a little progress. We're probably weeks away from getting our Sunrun Solar in. By the way, if you want Sunrun Solar, contact me and we'll give you all the hello down. I've checked all the solar companies. They're the best. The reason is they'll replace the panels. They do technology where they're going to put them level with the roofs that look like they're part of the roof, and they put new shingling on. We've got a clay roof tile because we're in Southern California. You have to, if you're going to put your inverters in your home, put a magnetic shield around the magnetic field. Ours are going to be outside, so I'm going to probably put a blocking wall or material on the inside if it's near anybody that might be affected within 20 feet. You need to have Stetsrizers. The Stetser did research. He actually went to Russia because the Russians have done more work on dirty electricity for the last 70 years than anybody. In fact, a lot of the effects on various embassies, including the one in Cuba, is due to Russian technology. Were you aware of that? It was not only infrasound, but also scalar biophysics that can affect you biologically, either close or at quite a distance, even thousands of miles. People aren't aware of that, are they?
No, they're not.
Well, let me tell you something classified, you know, because Dr. Deagle has lots of access, and I only tell people about 10% of what I know. They say, how do you know so much? I said, I ask a lot of questions, and I have classified access, and I have a photographic memory. That combination, a little dangerous for the dark side. So one of the things the Russians did in the mid-1970s is they had released a very advanced bioweapon from the BioPrepRat program, and when the virus got out, they had to pop up one of their secret weapons to actually destroy the scalar physics of the virus even within 1,500 radio miles. So basically, they used this weapon, which is tuned to the virus, and actually killed it up to 1,500 radio miles so it didn't spread a super plague across Russia and the rest of the world. You weren't aware of that, right?
I was not.
You can all, now, I'll give you an example. When I do a metapathy hunter scan on someone, which I can do either here locally where they fly in and we do one, or do it remotely, and I'm looking at a new machine called Biophilia that has even some more data in 5,000 etalons, which allows you to look at frequencies and match it up with their medical history and so on. And the head-to-head study shows it's equally accurate as an ultrasound, CT scan, and lab work. So it's pretty accurate stuff. But one of the things that we found, I'll give you an example in repeatedly when I've done tests on people, if they've got prostate problems, the mineral that seems to be mostly out of balance is manganese. Now, manganese is important for activating vitamin D. You're aware of that, right? Manganese?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, and what happens is if you don't have adequate vitamin D, your immune system doesn't work, and also your prostate. In fact, your stem cells don't work without vitamin D, and neither can you stop heart failure. Do you know that vitamin D is one of the most important things to give to people in heart failure? So manganese helps heart failure, and its atomic resonant frequency worked out by Linus Pauling was 81.8837265 hertz. Is that interesting or what? Now, why is that important? It's because there's frequencies in your dirty electricity from your smart meter, your cell phone, your Wi-Fi network, and Gwen towers that actually what's called harmonically jam those frequencies. It's like when you go in there and going into war, say with Russia or China, whoever the enemy is, Germany. Somebody can do a jamming frequency and actually jam your communications of your radar or your communication to your pilots or whatever, right? Well, we're living in a world now where the cell phone companies, the Wi-Fi networks, and the people that are broadcasting satellite-based communications, including things like DirecTV, are loading up the biosphere with frequencies that actually jam your cellular communications. And if you jam manganese, guess what? You get prostate problems. Is that interesting or what?
Yeah.
Now, my machine that I have built with parts of the equipment from you guys, with a 10-inch antenna and little alligator clips. By the way, those little clip adapters arrived. So anybody that got a machine that didn't have the adapter to hook into their 3.5 audio jack, we have those now, and we'll just ship them out to you because they're part of the package. You don't have to pay for them because you already bought the package. And those little adapters we'll send out to you. What happens is when you get a frequency pattern for me, I first did it like a kid that goes on the keyboard at 3 or 4 years of age. I hit all the keys at the same time, like bang. But you can actually make music. In fact, I'm working on an app with our guy from BCtronics that hopefully we'll have out by November. And that app will basically allow you to convert any music into this new musical scale of the song of DNA. And the musical notes will be the black keys will be the atomic resonance of minerals and chords, which will be the maybe the first, second, third, or fourth, or fifth harmonic or whatever, of that specific frequency, bass frequency, of plasma resonance of minerals and amino acids. Now, the toxic biosphere, what we're doing is we're actually jamming the DNA of all living things, and the worst of it is we're jamming the pollinating insects, because insects are very sensitive, so are migrating birds, because they have magnetite in their little brain. Because when they look at the Earth, they don't just see an Earth like mountains and valleys, they see the geomagnetic structure of the Earth's magnetosphere. That's how they actually navigate that in the position of the sun. So a little bee is doing a little figure of eight dance with a little bee butt, and they're going back and forth in little figures of eight. They're telling the other bees where the pollinated plants are and how to get back to the hive. Now, if you jam their little bee brain, they can't find a way back, so you get colony collapse disorder, and the bee develops Beeheimer's disease. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Now, that's part of Deagle's bizarre sense of humor, but hopefully it's funny, and it makes you instructed to understand your regulators are not looking out for you. When they talk about putting 5G network everywhere, or having, Skyway, so Amazon 5 years from now, and they're already testing this out, by the way. Amazon's up in Washington State is testing this out. They're testing drones where they can land a drone on your front doorstep or your driveway with your stuff. You order it, and 20 minutes later, damn stuff comes from their warehouse 30 miles away, and they're setting up strategic warehouses. And because they have a really good inventory system, they can know what people reorder, whether it's soda or vitamins or cosmetics, whatever. And they want to have it delivered through the skyway, through drones, and they'll actually have highways in the sky. They'll have a lane this way and a lane that way, etc. Pretty cool, hey? Now, it's cool if it wasn't frying your DNA. Unfortunately, it's going to fry your DNA at the same time. So you're going to be a vegetable, genetically disturbed person that's jamming your genes. You're going to start aging much more quickly. And it'll be Jetsons, all right, but you won't be living very long in the Jetson world. Pretty stupid, hey?
Yeah.
It's short-sighted. And, of course, part of it is profit motive. Because big corporations like Amazon, Google, and now these other groups like Facebook and so on, they're power hungry, and they've gone over the edge. And these are not necessarily brilliant people. These are people that are power hungry and figure that they can grab their algorithms to sell stuff to us and track us every move we make. And if they could, they'd eventually hack into human consciousness. Now, I have skill sets. I was writing nonlinear programming almost 50 years ago in the early 1970s in Pascal PL1 and machine language. And I was working on actually converting visual data. This is before I went to medical school, into actual digital data. So when I was recruited 40 years ago to work at UCLA at the VA hospital with Dr. Wallace Tortelot, the primary project was the science doctorate and neurology residency with Dr. Tortelot in UCLA on World MS Tissue Brain Bank and in electron microscopy immunology laboratory. But the other was a DARPA project to hack into the consciousness of genetically engineered human female fetuses with inserted DNA from different phylum species and genera, so they have the strength of a jackal, 12 times human strength, the sight of an eagle and the reflexes of a jaguar, and covered with nanotech body armor with a magnetronic non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmet connecting their consciousness to a cyborg warrior storm. And they're actually working on all this stuff. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, they're not. I said, look, there are smart people like me that didn't turn and tell them to go to hell and are doing weird stuff for these people. Now, if you don't think they have battlefield weapons, if the enemy knew what we had, that includes the Russians and the Chinese and whatever, they wouldn't dare cross us. But in the past, we've had wimpy presidents who won't do it. Trump's not a wimp. You cross Trump, man, you're going to have a bad day. This is guy. I'm glad. Somebody said, he's a mob boss. I said, but he's our mob boss. You like that? He's ours. He's ours, boy. I'll tell you, if we keep Trump or a Trump-like person after he leaves, he needs to have a Trump Institute so the next president can ask the Trump Institute exactly what to do when Trump's retired and he's back building hotels and golfing, etc. But, and of course, I want to be on what's called the Samuel Council of Advisors, and we're doing it indirectly. I put micro videos out with my top experts and put them on his Twitter page. And then he has to watch that 12-minute or 18-minute video that explains with these top experts what he doesn't understand about the geography or the geopolitics of North Korea and the other Russians gave the Rosatom solid fuel rockets and missile guidance systems from Russia. He does now. Okay, so we're getting through to Trump one way or the other. We're getting through to you too. The toxic electro pollution is going to ruin your day, turn off your DNA, make you age quickly, and make you miserable before you die. And if you want to stop that, you want to go to Less EMF through our website links at ShopBuy. Go down to Less EMF. If you have questions, talk to Sean or Emil, etc. over there at Less EMF.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To go through some of the hardware you have available. Now, I just acquired a magnetic field sensor. I had all the fancy ones. I have a gigahertz solution that picks up scalar radiation from smart meters. I can point the damn antenna at somebody's home 400 yards away, and it's firing off every 4 to 11 seconds and tell me a big surge over 2,000 microwatts per square meter. So when the power company tried to lie to me and said, you know what? You're not dealing with a knucklehead. What do you mean, Dr. Deagle? I said, I want to talk to your freaking engineers. So I did. And after I started firing questions to the engineer, I said, you know what? I said, this is the same thing I did with the waterboard people. This is your PhD thesis, and you're failing. I said, I have a damn machine here from Germany that measures, I got from Less EMF, and tells me how many microwatts a square meter radiation is coming off this damn meter. Even when I am at my home, at a neighbor, and we're in a big area. We've got about 15 acres of 8-home gated community, and we're well over an acre ourselves. And I said, if I even at my neighbor down the hill, at his garage where a smart meter is, it's firing off every 4 to 7 seconds to our bedroom. And I said, that's not good for my health, because I can tell you right now, as soon as the damn smart meters were put on our homes, I went from having moderate insomnia to oh my god insomnia, where I got maximum 45 minutes a night sleep. Imagine trying to sleep on 45 minutes a night sleep and function the next day. Now, I still have insomnia, and I take a lot of our own supplements, like, you know, Red Deer Velvet DR and Mountain, and of course the time relief melatonin and stress to go in 5-HTP cross, and it corrects it. But smart meters are everywhere. And even if we don't have one in our home, and they threaten me, oh, we're going to put it, you're delaying it, Dr. Deagle. I said, no, I'm not delaying it. I said, you missed that class in grade 3 of the word never. You never learned the word never, did you? You go, what do you mean? I said, guess what? If you try to put a smart meter on home, I'm coming out armed and dangerous. You're threatening us? I said, no, I'm not threatening. I'm guaranteeing it. This is going to get ugly. It'll be a firefight. So then the lawyers tried to threaten me. I said, you know what? I'm going to sue your ass off. I'm also like half a lawyer. I said, you want to get to meet me in court? It's going to be ugly. Because I already know the federal statutes that they can't force you to have a smart meter. In fact, the utility corporations like San Diego Gas and Electric just got sued in Northern California and PG&E for starting fires because they know smart meters cause fires. They cause sparks across their power lines. And if they haven't even cleared the duct and the chaparral around them, they're going to cause a great big freaking fire. So they've already been sued successfully, And it was proven in engineers in Saskatchewan, Canada, where they don't have the common goal of the insurance in the big industries trying to push them to say, no, that's a lie. And they've proven that smart meters cause wire fires inside your home, and your electronic equipment can damage your computers, and it can also cause fires. You know that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not funny. Plus, it's causing a fire inside your cells, your DNA. Now, it's bad enough to see the bees go by and then ending up with 4 years of gruel before you all collapse and starve to death to eat each other. But the fact is that smart meters are dangerous. 5G networks are even more dangerous in some ways. And all these cell phones where people have them on the side of their head with higher and higher frequencies and more microwatts of power, they're ridiculous. I talked yet last evening after the show to Betty Martini, and she was saying, well, it's Aspartame Awareness Month. I said, no, I'm going to change the term. I said, because when you slap people intellectually across the face and kick them in the head intellectually, they actually wake up and say, oh, my God, why are you doing that? And I said, why don't we change it from Aspartame Awareness Month to Glioblastoma Awareness Month? Do you like Glioblastoma Awareness Month? It's a better term, isn't it? Because that's what John McCain... That's more powerful. And that's what John McCain and two other politicians, I think the son of Kennedy just died not long ago of a glioblastoma. And by the way, John McCain not only had a cell phone on the side of his head, he was drinking Diet Cola all day long, and he had two cell phone tires on his house, and he had a cell phone on the side of his freaking head, and it was the dominant side of his head where he had the cell phone where the tumor took off. Duh! When you have three times more chance of a glioblastoma multiforme or an eighth-cranial nerve tumor occurring on the cell phone side of your head, you gotta wake up and smell the toxic radiation. What do you think? You like that? I wake up and smell the toxic radiation. If they had a smellophone, and, you know, let's say, I talk about the voice of con, you know, where the thing would say you're on fire, your brain's cooking. What if we had a smellophone? Would you give a really pungent smell if you brought that meter near something that was dead? Like one of your little magnetic meters, attach a little attachment to say, we're going to put some sulfur stuff in here. And when it smells like the devil's nearby, it's because he is. That'd be funny. Imagine attaching this little attachment to your magnetic meter or your scalar meter, and it's, oh, man, that smells pungent. That's because you're dying. So if you go to our website, we've got a bunch of links. We have a link to the whole website for Less EMF. And by the way, if you use the code Deagle5, you save $5 for every order you place. We also get a credit if you go through our links, or if you tell the guys at Less EMF you purchase it from us. I personally think that everybody should be switching to things like sun, run, solar, and getting off the power as much. And in California, you have to stay on the grid, but we're going to block the scalar radiation with stetcherizers.
Right.
If you're not aware of these things, like, hey, I'm going to put in one of those induction cooktops in your kitchen. No, that's my answer to you. If you put one of those in, even the damn thing's off, it's cooking you. I walked into the room with my gigahertz solution a few years ago, and we were stupid enough to buy one for a while. And I turned it on, and it was literally screaming out here, you're going to die, sucker! And I'm thinking, I think I'm intelligent. No, I don't. Actually, Deagle has a different attitude than a lot of people think I have. I enter the day realizing I'm going to ask questions that are going to make me really, really stupid that day. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be wiser. And people don't realize you have to swim through the cesspool of stupid to rise to the tower of wisdom. In other words, you got to do stupid things and ask questions and then find out you really didn't know what the hell you're talking about. Doesn't matter if it's medicine, electropollution, geopolitics, finances. Everything out there is a lie. Everything is scamtastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's religion, politics, medicine. They're even rewriting history now. Look at this latest movie, First Man. They don't even plant the American flag on the moon. How crazy is that? And this guy, Gosling, who's a Canadian, said, oh, this doesn't matter. It's just one thing for man. No, it isn't. America planted it on the moon, not Canada. They had the Canada arm, though, remember, on their space shuttle. So I'm sure they wouldn't like the idea of taking off the Canadian maple leaf flag off the Canada arm, would they? So anyway, you go down to Less EMF on our Nutrimet page, and go down to Less EMF. There's a place there for clothing or canopies. There's a place for a direct link to the meters area, like that special meter you have, a meter package. And there's a direct link to the whole website. And boy, you got a lot of stuff. And I tell people, the more you investigate this, the more electro-paranoid you're going to get. Do you like that term? Electro-paranoia?
That's a good one, yeah.
Electro-paranoia is a good thing. If you're not electro-paranoid, you're going to get damaged. The human race is actually doing an experiment. Can we become imbeciles and infertile imbeciles at that? And 20 years from now, the only way we can reproduce is after we submit our gametes or make them artificially by a punch biopsy of our forearms to make genetically engineered subhumans, because it won't be fully you realize humans, with all the jamming frequencies, unless they wear a spandex suit of your new materials are going to launch in, say, 5 years, where everybody will have a spandex ELF suit. So they don't get blasted with the radiation from their cell phones, their electricity in their walls, their cooking utensils, or their microwaves that's cooking them. And even though they people, well, my microwave blocks it. No, it doesn't. Take your gigahertz solution, point it at the microwave 20 feet away, well, the bowl's rotating around the microwave, and it's still cooking you, isn't it?
That it is.
And people say, never no, it's not.
Strong enough.
They don't have a strong enough shield. They've got this little mesh thing so you can still see the bowl rotate in the microwave. And people think it's good. And I'll tell you what, if microwaving was good, then why can't, if you take water and put it through a microwave and feed it to your plants go, oh, I'm going to die. Because it disrupts even the scalar frequencies in the water molecules. Do you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. Makes the water toxic to your plants. Plants don't like it. And they're intelligent. They just don't speak English, but they're not stupid. How's that?
Yeah.
Pretty funny, eh? So go to Les EMF. If you have questions, ask for Sean, Emil, and the other guys there. Ask me. Ask me a question. I'll try to give you the best answer I can.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back, and we are joined with Russ Winsheimer, patent attorney of strategicpatentlaw.com. Strategicpatentlaw.com. Do I have that correct, Russ? I don't think I have. He's not on the board yet. Okay. Now, what Russ has done, he's been a listener for years. He actually developed a patent pending, because it's not patented yet, it's patent pending, on a Red Deer Velvet DR. What that does is it gives us not only a intellectual property control over the patent, but it also allows us to apply later on to have control worldwide for this technology which preserves Red Deer Velvet, the biomolecules. So it's the first product in the world that's the true anti-aging product that preserves 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones without being destroyed by your stomach acid, pepsin, and digestive enzymes. So we're working on some other ideas. Couple of things that are being developed, and we may have to apply some other patent-pending things later. We have some technology for minerals. We have some technology for epigenetic frequency. Those may require copyright or patenting, etc., down the road. But, again, it's a complex process. It's an expensive process, and it takes time to do the intellectual work to make sure that it covers all the bases. What Russ does a little differently than almost any other patent office, he strategically positions your patent so it protects your product and turns your patent idea into a marketable product or service so that it doesn't just kind of sit away in the patent office and gather dust. It can become a marketable product. It also protects intellectually your idea from being stolen or repatented by somebody else so they can steal away your technology. So he does a lot of things very differently and more advanced than anybody else I know. Russ, are you there? I don't hear Russ yet, so I think we're still having some technical difficulties connecting Russ. We may have to connect him by phone if he can't in this segment by his Skype. So I know Skype is having some issues at Genesis. I know it's a very complex system there at Genesis, but Skype and Genesis aren't necessarily working together really well. It's an issue sometimes. And it depends. Some places, like in Germany, we're fine. Other places, like New Zealand, it doesn't seem to work at all, which is interesting. Now, when you're developing a patent, there's a couple of processes I've learned from a layperson who's patented multiple things over the last, say, 25 years. The first patent I put in was for the DynaTENS, which is a device that actually generates a morphogenetic field. I never produced the machine because I didn't have the large amount of money necessary to produce it, but I may, in a sense, re-patent it down the road and may change the technology considerably. Number two, we have patented a pain disc technology, which still has 4 years left on that patent. That is a ionophoresis disc that actually delivers technology by ionophoresis, a special formula to the skin, Langerhans skate or acupoints, and actually can change the physiology of your tissues underlying it, including turning off the autonomic disruption that causes disease states and changing the quantum bio circuits of the body. So that, good, Russ, we have you. I want you to kind of distinguish, again, your website. I'd like you to repeat it so I get it correctly, and also the phone number to contact you for strategic patent law. You're a strategic patent attorney, and your services provide a number of layers that are not present in most patent attorneys, where you can convert an idea into a marketable plan or a product and protect your intellectual property in a way so that it becomes literally an asset. What makes your service different than other patent services, including patent attorneys, and what's the website and the phone number?
Okay, we'll start with the website, strategicpatentlaw.com, singular strategicpatentlaw.com, and my phone number, 1-800-621-3654, and I do answer my own phone, so you'll be able to get through to me directly.
Right.
Okay, so if you go to the website, you will notice when reading the testimonials that there is a pattern. And they are pointing out that I understand, in addition to the legal aspects of patents and the technical aspects of your technology, I understand the business aspects of what makes a patent valuable, how to write a patent so that it will help to sell your invention, and how to identify what are the points of value in your technology that need to be protected. Whereas many patent attorneys, they come from a technical background, they get disenchanted, then they go to law school, and then they go right into a patent law firm. And so most patent attorneys have not had actual direct business experience. When I went to physics graduate school, I started a software company with a fellow graduate student. And for a number of years, I was involved in entrepreneuring in the software area. So I have that background. I also did graduate work in software and artificial intelligence. So I have a very broad technical background, but I also have a business background. I've done advertising, I've done marketing, I've done sales. My dad went to the Wharton School of Business, which is the best business school in the country, same one that Trump went to. So I have this business in my background on my dad's side. I have legal on my mother's side. There are a bunch of lawyers. And I was the oddball who loved physics and astronomy and chemistry and all of that. And so I took that, combined it in a synthetic fusion of all of that to go into this patent career, which I thought was the highest use of my skill set.
Right. Now, I want to make an interesting statement I think you'll probably agree with, that we have what's called an innovation economy. Now, Trump has recently made the statement, and so the people around him, the financial people, and this is why China is in such a desperate state right now, because Trump's going to choke off their patent. They either force companies to hand over their patent information or their technology. And if you have someone like Russ, who's very rare, by the way, even among the patent attorneys, take your ideas and turn it into a marketable product or procedure or whatever, it's quite a bit different. It means you have control over that. You can also build further advances on your patent based on previous patents. But it makes a big difference because without the innovative economy, without protection of our intellectual property, which is, by the way, part of the reason why the American economy is so strong is because the legal side and the patent attorney side and the protections that are tied with Europe and other countries are so tight, except for China. Now, China is getting what's called a wake-up call. They're even going to soothsayers in China because they don't know what the hell to do with Trump, because Trump not only went to the Wharton School of Business, he understands that if you don't protect your patent property rights, you don't have an economy. China has a policy called 2025 that in 6 years, basically. They want to take over the world in terms of artificial intelligence, a lot of high tech. And they already are producers of our UHF high-frequency step-down transformers for power grid. So we're strategically not even protecting our power grid by manufacturing things. And the future technology with the fact that they launched more engineers in just Beijing, China, than all our engineers and PhD in any hard science in America. So they have a huge number of really smart people who, that's why when they started with high-speed rail and they went to Bombardier in Quebec and the high-speed rail companies in Europe, they took their technology, increased it 75 to 80 or 90 kilometers per hour, in a sense, repatented, and all of a sudden they got 40,000 miles of high-speed rail all over China. We don't have 1,000 miles. It's ridiculous. So if we don't watch out, and this is, by the way, if you're out there listening and you have a business, if you're not an innovative business person protecting the intellectual property in your product and so on, you're not going to be in business long, because the innovative economy is going to roll over you like a steamroller, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Innovation is the basis for the economic strength of this country, and always has been. Our Constitution has the patent system built right into it from the beginning. And all these years, one of the reasons why this country has been so successful economically has been the strength of our patent system, which protects investment in innovation.
Right.
Otherwise, what happens is a company will invest a huge amount of money, then some other competitor comes along, takes that, and runs with it. They didn't have to invest anything, and that's anti-competitive.
And not only that, they may not have all the innovative minds to actually advance the technology further or to implement it properly. Here's the situation. I'm going to use a little Imagineering. Well, let's say we're imagining it's now 2030. It's 11 and a half years from now, okay? The economy of the future, 90% of the new jobs and new technology people are buying for Christmas to their kids hasn't even been invented yet. 90% of the new jobs, the techno jobs, etc., are all based on patents and copyrights, etc., that require someone like Russ to protect it so you actually have a business interest and you have a business plan. Back in a moment with Russ.
Most of you know that...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Situation. We're talking about 2030. It's 11 and a half years from now. In 11 and a half years, here's the things that I expect to have available. Firstly, people will be able to download languages directly into their brain. People will be able to learn a skill set after they've downloaded them to go to a special center that can prove they have it. The online universities are going to wipe out the regular universities. Regular universities are going to have to become online, and in the next 10 years, much of the learning and education and certification of people is going to be based on mastering databases, then going to centers of excellence to prove you have the physical skill sets to do it, including whether it's healthcare, nursing care, medicine care, surgery, or engineering. To be honest with you, if we have faster learning technology, that's going to happen. Secondly, you're going to have opening up, and I hope it's not 5G network. I think we can figure out smarter ways than that. But we're going to have skyways. We're going to have actually not just roadways, but highways in the sky. We're going to have fiber optic cables running everywhere, so people have computers that are thousands of times faster. This month, in 2 weeks, they launched the first chips from the NVIDIA Corporation. that is an AI chip that's 100,000 times faster than my chip, my NVIDIA chip on my computer, which at the moment is the fastest commercially available computer you can build in the world I have right now on my desk. But in 2 weeks, the new computer with the new NVIDIA chip will be 100,000 times faster. And if you don't think that they're going to have AI and brain interface and 3D printing of everything from parts you can print in your garage to a toy or whatever, not just 3D guns like they have the stupid ad out. But the industry in the future is going to require intellectual patenting because Americans are the most innovative people on Earth. Now, second that would be Canadians, which are about 1/12 the population, and then Europeans to some extent. But basically, the Ephraimic tribes of ancient Israel, which are found in North America, Australia, New Zealand, and Britain, etc., they invented pretty well everything. Everybody else is copying, whether it's the Japanese or the Chinese, and some of them can advance the technology because a lot of them are smart, engineering and mathematical-wise. But as far as innovation, we invented the 21st century. And those who maintain the control and the ownership of that are going to have a business. They're going to have a technology. We're going to literally, in the next 10 to 20 years, stop aging. Aging isn't going to happen anymore except you die from a bullet wound, starvation, or violence. It's not going to happen anymore. You're going to see an end to starvation because we're going to have ways of growing superfoods in relatively small spaces, so nobody needs to starve anymore. We're going to have online education. We're going to have, but all of this requires patent and copyright protection. And if you don't have it, you don't have a business. And this is why Trump is scaring the hell out of the globalists, because he's going to force China. And once he does, he's going to force Xi. He's going to ramp up the tariffs from 25 to 50% if he has to, because the Chinese are not answering at all. But once eventually, if they hit him with, you know, like, we're going to ban all your products completely, China is going to collapse. Now, a country that is collaborating is India. India's not trying to cross us. So China, and there's been various experts I've seen on Fox who are going to say this now, having a really good patent attorney that looks at the business side is the only way to maintain your business, because I don't care what business you're in, whether it's medicine, you're building machine parts or anything, if you don't have a really good patent attorney, you don't have a business 10 years from now. It's gone. It's gone to China, it's gone to Europe, it's gone to some other guy that stole your patent and re-grabbed it because you didn't properly set it up. And that's why seeing Russ is so important. So again, it's strategicpatentlaw.com. The number 800-621-3654. Russ, what would you say to that? How would you expand on that? Because people don't get it. They're not going to have a business unless they have a business plan tied to intellectual property rights, patent and copyright, et cetera, are they?
Yes, yes, that's right.
It's not going to hurt.
Yeah, when we look at a product offering, or we look at technology that's going to be rolled out, we want to understand what is it that it's really bringing to the market. What is the value? What are people going to try to steal? What are they going to borrow from what you're doing? Either some portion of it or all of it. And then once we understand the business value of various parts of your product, then we can start creating patent strategies to patent one or more of those points of value in your product.
That's what I'm struggling right now with regard to my work based on Linus Pauling, and I don't want to talk about it much more because there's a lot of spin-offs to human biology, animal biology, and plant biology, and even this biosphere, and even creating a world that's safe, that's not toxic to shutting off our DNA, because I just had Sean from LessEMF, and I'm one of the top experts currently in the world or in history talking about how dangerous it is, this toxic scalar radiation that silences your DNA. And in fact, I can use this technology if I was on the dark side to create scalar biological weapons that could be used in the battlefield or even in, you know, in society. They can literally shut off your DNA or give you a specific illness. In fact, I remember talking to my NSA colleagues that took care of NSA and Special Op Delta Forces. And one of the guys in the NSA told me, he says, you know, because he realized I was one of them because I had about top secret clearance. He said, you know, we used to, if somebody tried to leave or did something wrong that the NSA didn't like, they get double tapped. And I said, well, that sounds like a tap dance, like, you know, the old tap dance guy, Masters. And I said, no. He said, it's where you get 22-caliber bullets to the forehead and the left ventricle. I said, why is that? He said, we don't want to have an exit wound with a lot of blood. I said, you're kidding. He said, we stopped doing that 20 years ago because we had a directed energy beam, and we switched on genes to give you a stroke, heart attack, or cancer. I said, oh, my God, that doesn't sound good. So he already knew that I knew enough to tell him, and then I started giving him the explanation of the quantum biophysics I explained in 1982 to a panel of biophysicists at the University of Calgary, because, you see, I got recruited. Your background in physics, too. I was recruited from grade 11 because I taught myself quantum physics to go to MIT in a PhD scholarship in MIT in nuclear plasma physics. Now, I get some real smart relatives. My youngest sister's daughter finished her master's in nuclear physics at 13, and at 17 finished her PhD in plasma physics. So there's some smart people in my relatives, okay? And you got to understand, thank God we're ethical, because if it was unethical, I would have been, you know, a scary guy, you know? And I was recruited multiple times to go to the dark side and do stuff that would be really bad for the human race. And I won't. That's why I want to make sure the patent law protects it so that it doesn't get turned into a weapon. You know, if I develop technology that helps people to heal their body after surgery or prevent cancer or block scalar radiation, I don't want to turn it into a weapon so the U.S. military can go into a country and mow people down with it, or put it into toxic radiation so they can start sterilizing the population and making them turn into dummies, so that when we have, you know, the supernet be able to download language skills directly to people in a matter of hours, I don't want to see it being used to actually scramble people's brains or shut off their DNA and make them sterile. People say, oh, no, they can't do that. I said, you know what? You know, you're smart enough to understand none of these things. It's like they're quoting the Bible. Now that they are in one place in one language, which is the internet, nothing shall be restrained from their imagination. That's a quote from the Bible. And that's why patent law is so important, because if you don't control the intellectual property, you also don't control the technology that could be harmful to people, right?
Yes, yes. So, Dr. Bill, what you and I are going to have to do is identify the products that can be created based on this new science that you're exploring and developing.
Right.
If we patent science, we can't patent a whole new theory, but we can patent the application of that theory for a useful purpose. So
right.
The device that we derive that would do good for mankind, that's what we'll patent. And we'll only teach that part of it that helps people, and the rest of it, secret.
Well, that's the secret, so it doesn't become like an open secret, so somebody in China or Russia can grab and say, oh, look at this patent from Deagle. We can turn this into a weapon on the battlefield, and, you know, when the other troops are coming in their specific machines or whatever, even if they're bulletproof, they aren't scalar-proof. They're scalar radiation that'll scramble them inside their tank or their aircraft or whatever, right?
Yes, yes.
Because people say, oh, you can't do that. I said, you know what? I have the kind of imagination that, to me, nothing's impossible. And people say, well, that's not possible. I said, you know, I call the curiosity index, and that's probably why you're smart. You have a high curiosity index. I don't like the term IQ, because IQ basically, if you like doing puzzles and so on, you can actually make somebody's IQ rise in 2 weeks by putting it through a puzzle training program. But curiosity is something that's part of the gist of your genes and how you're brought up, and maybe other things that I don't know that's the spiritual side, because I believe questions come from the soul, not from the physical mind. And if you ask enough questions, you're going to get wiser. The problem is, wisdom is the source of all power. That's why the most wise person in the universe is God. He's omniscient. And if you ask enough questions, you're going to have power over not only your business, but also your personal life. And you're going to make right decisions. You're not going to eat things that are toxic food or take toxic vaccines or realize your doctor's a dummy and he's going to give you a toxic drug that'll kill you or make your life miserable. That's what we try to teach in the program. So contact Russ. Your business will not be alive 10 years from now if you don't have patent and copyright protection. Russ Weinzimmer, strategicpatentlaw.com, 800-621-3654. Russ Weinzimmer, he's the guy. He's going to work on some projects with me. It's going to take some time for us to devolve what can be patented, but believe me, I have a thousand ideas. 5 or 10 of them might actually be turned into a product that could help the human race. How's that?
That's what.
And you out there, if you have a business, if you don't have Russ in your back pocket protecting you, your business will go away. 5 or 10 years from now, it'll disappear with the new cyber technology, 3D printing, and everything else, where we have world economy. If you don't have strategicpatentlaw.com in your back pocket, you're going to lose your business.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.